Good morning. How many of us have lost things in our lives, in your life? How many people watching today, you've had things stolen from you in your life? How did it make you feel? Did it make you feel anxious? Did it make you feel sad? Was it angry? How did it make you feel? Maybe in this time of COVID and lockdown and restrictions, you have feel that you have been robbed of time with your friends, time with your family. Maybe you feel that you have lost finances in those times, feeling cheated out of time with your family, with your kids or grandkids. Hardship does come to us all at times in our life. Trouble does come. And we all face hardship in our lives. We find ourselves in places at times where we don't know what to do. We don't know where to go. We don't know who to turn to. We get despondent. That was a word that I felt for some people watching. That there was people who just feel at this time despondent. Do you feel today disheartened, discouraged, dispirited, downhearted, low-spirited? Do you feel anxious, distressed, oppressed? Are these some of the things that you are feeling at this time? It's in these times of despondency that we get a glimpse of what is actually going on inside of us. It's in these times that we have a choice to make. Do we step up or do we just retreat and back off and go back the way? I believe that these are times that are defining moments in our life where we have a choice and that can either make us or break us. We're going to be looking at a story today of David, who faced one of his lowest points in his life. And he came to a place in his life where there was a defining moment where he made a choice. He made a choice. He made some wise choices, and it became a defining time in the life of David. Three areas I want to touch on today are finding strength in God, seeking God for what to do in situations, and going after the things that have been lost or stolen in our lives. David, up until the point where we are going to read, is on the run from Saul. He was hiding in a cave and he gathered men and women who came to him. And these men and women were broken. They were distressed. They were in debt. This was just a bunch of broken people who gathered to David. David, a bit later on, finds himself living and hiding in amongst the Philistines. The Philistines, who were the enemies of Israel, and David finds himself hiding there. There came a time when the Philistines and other kings were coming together to fight Israel. And when these other kings saw David and his men in amongst that army, they decided that they didn't want David to be part of their army because David might turn on them. And so they advised the king there, who David was under, to send them back home, to just tell them to leave and go back home to where they had been given land, the place of Ziklag. And here, in our story, we find ourselves in 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verses 1 to 6. This is David as he returns home to Ziklag. It says, 3 days later, when David and his men arrived home at their town of Ziklag, they found that the Amalekites had made a raid into the Negev and Ziklag. They had crushed Ziklag and burned it to the ground. Then they carried off the woman and the children and everyone else, but without killing anyone. And when David and his men saw the ruins and realized what had happened to their families, they wept until they could weep no more. David's two wives, Ahinoam and Jezreel, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal from Carmel, were amongst those captured. David was now in great danger because all his men were bitter about losing their sons and daughters and began to talk of stoning him. But David found strength in the Lord his God. But David found strength in the Lord his God. David here is facing despair. He is facing despondency, fear, anxiety. Here at the place of Ziklag, David has a decision to make. And Ziklag for David became that defining moment in his life. And you know, your place of Ziklag can be your place of blessing and breakthrough if you respond in the right way. For David, as he made his way back home, looking forward to spending time with his family, with his children, with his wives, as they came to the place of their home, they saw it burning. The enemy had been there and taken everything captive. All their families were taken captive by the enemy. And here, David just faces one of his bleakest moments in his life. Even David's men wanted to stone David. They blamed David for taking them away and living within the Philistines when they should have been with their families. And now their families were gone. David wept and the men wept until they could weep no more. And as I said, Ziklag, that place of trouble and hardship, it is a place where we have a decision to make whether we take a step up or we shrink back. David had everything stolen from him. He had no more tears to shed. And what was David to do? Well, David did three things. David did three things, and I want to encourage you today to do these same things. The first thing that David did was he found strength in the Lord his God. It says, but David found strength in the Lord his God. David needed to draw strength from God in this situation. He had no one else to draw strength from. His own men wanted to kill him. And so David is here alone, just abandoned by his men who wanted to kill him. And David had nowhere else to find strength other than the Lord his God. We in our lives, don't we? We look for strength in other things, in people, in substances. Dutch courage, we take a drink just to give us that courage and to give us that strength. But here David found strength in the Lord his God. And I believe today that there is people watching and you need to find strength in the Lord your God. Do you know, we thank God for the people that are around us. But sometimes I believe God allows us not to be around other people so as that we come to that place where we draw strength from the Lord our God. This is a time when we need to press in and get close to God, not draw away and shrink back. We find strength in the Lord our God. The second thing that David did, and I would encourage you to read 1 Samuel chapter 30. We don't have time today to read all the story. David inquired of the Lord. David asked God what he should do. Again, for many of us, we assume that we know what to do. I mean, many of us have journeyed through this Christian life a long time, and so we have just knowledge of what to do in situations. And I'm sure for all of us, as we look at the life of David, it would have been evident that David should go after his family, his wives and his children. But he inquired of the Lord, what should I do? Should I go after them? And so, again, the lesson is that we don't rush in and act, that we don't rush in and fix, but we ask God. We ask God what we should do. And again, encouragement for people. Maybe you're in a situation where you just don't know what to do. You don't know where to turn. Well, let me encourage you to seek God and ask him, because he is a God of all wisdom. Thank God for the friends who can give us advice, who can help us. But I want to encourage you to get before God and get before him and ask him, what should I do? David inquired of God, and God told him to pursue the enemy, to go after them. And David was obedient. And David, the third thing, was that he recovered. He recovered everything that was stolen from him. He recovered everything. He recovered his wives. He recovered his children. He recovered his flock. Everything was restored. And the great news is that David got back more than what was stolen. And I believe that is the God that we have. We have a God who restores to our life more than we have lost, more than what has been stolen from our lives. David went into the enemy's camp and took back what was stolen from him. And you know, I believe for many of us that we need to go after the things that have been lost or stolen. A lot of times in our life, we just say, well, life is life. I can't do anything about it. But maybe that God is asking us to pursue the things that have been lost or stolen in our life. The enemy of our soul, the enemy, the devil, comes to steal, to kill and destroy. He wants to steal your faith. He wants to steal your joy. He wants to steal your peace. He wants to steal your kids. He wants to steal your family. And he wants to steal your sense of calling, the dreams in your life. He wants to steal all that. And he wants to steal your trust in God. And I believe that there is someone watching and you have had money stolen from you. You have been cheated out of money. And I want to encourage you to get before God, ask him what to do. And I believe to claim back that which was stolen from you out of no fault of your own. Seek God and inquire of him. Do you know, for a lot of us, I believe we have lost our first love. We have lost our love for Jesus. We have lost our love for one another. But it is time. It is time to get that love back. It is time to get our spirit back, to get that fighting spirit back into our life. There is times we have to fight for our children and our families that the enemy has gone after. And let us not just let the enemy run rife with our family and with our lives, but let us get that fight back and go after those things that he has stolen from us. Let's get our faith back. Let's get, as I said, our love back. Let's get our passion for God back. Let's get our peace back. Let's get our sense of calling in God back into our life. We as believers, we as followers of Jesus, are called to take ground and not to settle. To take ground back from the enemy, not to settle. We are children of the living God, loved by him, And he is the restorer of lost things, of stolen things from our lives. Do you know, there is a great story in 2 Kings chapter 8. The story is of the Shunammite woman who had to leave her home during a time of famine. 7 years this famine lasted. And so she left her home, she left her land and stayed away for 7 years. And when she came back, do you know, her land was gone. Her property was gone. And so she knew that there was only one thing left for her to do, and that was to go and see the king. So picture this. This lady, this widow who is on her way to seek the king for her land, for her house, for her possessions. And here in the palace, we have a story of the king talking to one of Elisha's servants. And Elisha is telling of a time when this woman's son had died and Elisha raised him from the dead. And you could see the king, or imagine it, the king like in awe. Wow, did this really happen? And the servant saying yes. And just imagine, as he is telling this story, in through these doors comes a woman whose son was raised from the dead. And the servant says, "This is the woman, king, whose son was raised from the dead." And the king inquires of the woman if this was the case. And here is what the king says to this woman. So the king directed one of his officials to see that everything that had been lost to her was restored, including the value of the crops that had been harvested during her absence. The time that she was away and the crops that she could have harvested, the king restored everything, even more than she had lost. What a generous God we have. What do you need to do today? What do you need restored to your life today? Do you need to find strength in God? Then let me encourage you to get into a place, get the Word of God out, get in prayer, and seek strength from the Lord your God. Do you know, remember the times when He delivered you, when He blesses you. Remember those times. Be thankful. These are times when we can find strength in God. Pray in tongues. If you pray in tongues, then pray in tongues. Just let the Holy Spirit just bring that strength to your life. Do you need to seek Him for a way forward? Are you in a place where you don't know where to go, who to turn to? But let me encourage you to inquire of God and ask Him what you should do. Maybe you have had things lost or stolen from you. And this is a time when you can come before God and say, "God, I am pursuing this. God, I want these things restored to my life. These things that have been stolen from my life, I want them back. I want my joy back. I want my spirit back. I want my peace back. I'm wanting my family to come back to You. I am fighting for them. God, give me that fight back. Give me that fight back. I want my passion back. God, I want my first love back." What is it that you need to pursue and get back into your life? And so, finding strength in God, inquiring of God, and pursuing the things that have been lost or stolen from you. So let's pray. And again, just allow the Holy Spirit to come and just reveal and show you what area that you need to be spending time in. Father God, I thank You for this message. I thank you that you are a God who restores the years that the locust have eaten. Father, for those that are in that place of despondency, for those that are in that place, Lord, that Ziklag place, Lord, that this would be a defining moment in their life, that they would make a decision to step up and not to step back, to take a step forward and not to shrink back. Father, I ask that as people inquire of you as what to do, that you would reveal from heaven, that you would show them through the power of your Holy Spirit what they need to do next in their life. Show them the way forward, I ask, in the name of Jesus. And Father, for those that need to go after things that are lost or stolen from their lives, that they would just know, Lord, that assurance from you that it's time to go after these things, Lord, and you will restore, Lord, the things that have been stolen. Would you restore joy to people? Would you restore peace to people? Lord, would you restore that sense of calling? Would you restore dreams? Would you restore hope in people's lives? Father, would you restore faith? And Lord, would you restore the finances that have been lost and stolen from people's lives? I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, I pray that this short message has blessed you. I pray that you will seek God for strength. I pray that you will ask him what you should do to inquire of him. And I pray that you will get your fight back and pursue the things that have been lost and stolen from your life. Go after them in the name of Jesus. So bless you, thank you for watching, and remember, you are blessed, and you are blessed to be a blessing.